initially, we had a number of issues in continuance that we were in dispute with the SFPA that were referred into the WRC, the Workplace Relations Commission, last year, which avoided industrial action at that time, which we were about to take. So we went through a lengthy process under the WRC. There were Workplace Relations Commission's conciliation conferences during March, April and May of last year, but there was no success in the resolution. Both sides, both ourselves and the SFPA, agreed voluntarily that the issues would then be referred to the Labour Courts. The Labour Courts indicated that they would prefer that the items in dispute were heard under a binding arbitration process because they were so long-standing and the situation was intractable between ourselves and the SFPA. So both sides came back in July to give their positions in relation to a binding hearing being conducted by the court. FORSA had confirmed. Our understanding was that SFPA confirmed similarly, but they then withdrew quite soon before the hearing and said that they could not be bound by the outcome, but would consider it in consultation with the Department of Public Expense and Reform. So we've been working since then to try and resolve matters under other dispute resolution procedures, but none satisfy and none will are fit for purpose, quite simply because we do need a binding arbitration at this point.
And do you think that this first work stoppage will be enough? I know there is one plan then for the following week. Do you think this will be enough and a decision will be made?
Well, I hope so. None of us want to be here on the union side of the house. So, I mean, our members and our branch executive at the SFPA have been very conservative and very measured in taking the decision to lift the suspension of industrial action and to reinstate it. We were prepared to take our chances on our arguments and go into the Labour Court and be bound by the outcome. So what that means is you lay your arguments in front of the Labour Courts, they make an independent decision, and then they issue an outcome which you agree to be bound upon in advance. Ordinarily, you would consider a recommendation that you would then have an opportunity to decide upon. So we're confident enough in our arguments and our positions on the issues in dispute that we would allow the Labour Court that facility. However, the SFPA appear not to be, because they want the fallback of going back to their departmental masters and being able to say no to any decision or outcome that the Labour Court would issue. And clearly that's not an equal situation where both sides go in on the same standing. So that's the difficulty.